88.9 Shine FM, and every Wednesday, checking in with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Nice to talk with you once again, and a new topic as we head into March.
That's right. The Rosenberg Reset. One choice, 8 feelings, 90 seconds. I listened to this fantastic audiobook, 90 Seconds to a Life You Love by Joan Rosenberg. And this month, I'm going to share the essential concept of her book, which she has named The Rosenberg Reset.
Okay.
Joan Rosenberg is a psychologist, author, and speaker who has provided a succinct set of steps to accepting and digesting everyday unpleasant feelings that we experience. In particular, she emphasizes there's two pathways, Mike. You can take the avoidance path or the awareness path. Awareness is the first choice, or what she calls the one choice, and she argues that this will move us towards the life we want. Most people don't realize that managing difficult feelings relates to their confidence, resilience, and authenticity. So I'd like to have Shine listeners feel more confident, resilient, and move through life more authentically. So let's dive deep into the Rosenberg Reset.
Okay.
Here is step number one. You make the decision, or the one choice, to allow yourself to fully feel your feelings, notice your thoughts, and connect with your bodily sensation. Choosing awareness, not avoidance, can become your approach to life. So here's some things to ask yourself to start to build this one choice of awareness. When you start to feel an unpleasant emotion, what do? Do you withdraw? Do you shut down? Do you escape by staying distracted in obvious ways? For instance, through scrolling your phone for hours, alcohol, drugs, food, social media, or shopping? Or do you distract yourself in less obvious ways? Perhaps tightening your muscles, clenching your jaw, and again, all in an effort to stay away from or stop feeling an unpleasant emotion. Or are you choosing to stay present and noticing your feelings, your body sensations, and thoughts with curiosity? Staying present is the choice Dr. Rosenberg recommends her clients in the service of developing confidence and building a life of their own design. And of course, Mike, it's the choice I hope that you and I and Shine listeners will make too.
Avoidance does seem easier sometimes, but
yeah,
awareness is the way to go.
Yes, and it is easier, right? Because it's our habit, and it immediately helps stop the pain that comes with unpleasant emotions. What it does long term that is problematic. So here's an action step for everyone. Once in the morning, once in the afternoon, and once in the evening, set a reminder on your phone. Pause for a few moments to notice what you're feeling. Consider the thoughts that might be coming along with those feelings and the sensations in your body. That's the action for this first segment.
Nice. The Rosenberg Reset. I like this. We'll continue the topic through the month of March. But for now, share about Eckert Center.
Well, I have an amazing team, Mike, and I just continue to feel God's blessing in bringing together such an amazing skill set in a diverse group of people ready to support all family members. So we work with children, teens, and adults, and we provide both counseling and assessment services. And I encourage people to check out eckertcenter.com and to remember that we have both a north and south location, and online services are available anywhere in Alberta.
Okay, eckertcenter.com. And something you also have every week is a blessing to somebody in our Shine family with that free consultation.
And let's go with caller number 5 today, Mike.
Caller 5 at 403-276-8888. Kimberly will continue this next week. Have a great day.
You too, Mike.